Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hello.
Can I get your reaction to the £30,000 fine that's been imposed upon you, but no touchline ban? Are you fortunate? Do you feel it's a fair punishment?
So I know what I said, and I know that saying that, but from a further distance and with a different face, it would have been completely fine, as I said. How can you not? How can you not? I know how I looked at that in that moment. So I think for sure the most expensive face, not sure in the world, but at least here. And so I think it's a lot of money, but I heard it will be invested in for something good. So then that's fine. Should I have got a ban? I don't know. I never was in a situation. I never had a red card. I didn't even have a yellow card, as far as I know. So I don't know exactly about. I didn't follow other coaches who got shown a red card, what they got. So I don't know anything.
There are a few this season. Jesse Marsh is one of them, who you face tomorrow.
Okay. Did he get a ban? You don't know.
Touchline ban.
He had one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So then I'm the wrong person that you should ask. I have no idea about what the usual things are. I had a touchline ban years ago in the Champions League with Dortmund. Very similar situation, but obviously the Champions League is slightly different. And yeah, that's it. I'm not happy or whatever. I'm not relieved or whatever. It's just I was waiting for the punishment, take it and then go from there.
Okay, Leeds tomorrow, another club that you face are in the bottom three this season. There's no club falling away or getting isolated at this stage. It's a league that's quite bunched together. Do you feel it's a bit more of a competitive Premier League this season?
Ooh. For different reasons, I didn't think about the general situation of the Premier League. Now, for a while, I was more busy with thinking about us. Don't know 100%, but I saw Leeds now. I saw them anyway playing, but now I saw the last three games, and I have to say there's a massive difference between the results they got and the performance they put in. Massive. It's a typical game where you look at the last, I'm not sure, the last four, five, six games where they didn't get a result, a real result, and you think, oh, they're in a bad moment. Then you watch the game and you think, oh, actually, they're in a good moment. They just don't bring it over the line. And caused everybody massive problems, everybody. And so that's the Leeds I prepare for. And about the league and the moment, honestly, the situation more competitive. City is not running away, but makes it obviously already more competitive. There's not only two teams or one team up front. There are three, four, five teams up front. My problem with that is only that we are not one of them. So apart from that, I don't look at other clubs apart from when we play them, what we do now against Leeds.
Can I ask you about Jordan Henderson and Thiago? How are they ahead of tomorrow?
Pretend we have to wait a little bit. So it's a knock. knee was a bit stiff yesterday, didn't have only treatment yesterday, so we'll see how it will be today. I expect him to be okay, to be honest, and Thiago's back.
Good.
Yeah.
Naby Keita, any nearer to
Naby not.
Part?
Naby not.
Squad, no?
No, not yet.
There's another invest of interesting case.
You know, it's what? Good.
Joel?
No, he will not be back. He's here, training, but rehab.
Diogo?
No, you don't have to ask for Diogo for a while, yeah. And not yes. For Luis for a while, yeah. Good.
You were saying about how Leeds do, but don't quite do enough. I think they've got the really high XG, but they don't manage to put the ball in the back of that. And if games... You didn't say something.
No.
If games finish at half time, though, and I know that they don't finish at half time, but if they did, Bournemouth, Leeds, and Liverpool would all be at the bottom of the Premier League. What does that tell us?
Wow. Don't know what it tells you about Bournemouth and Leeds, to be honest. But our story, now we face this. We had only now an interview with a colleague of yours, and it's about this. Being 1-0 down all the time, we still get asked about these things. It didn't happen now always, but it happened from time to time. That's one of the reasons why we probably are there. Thank God the game is 90 minutes. So another subject I'm not really in. It's an interesting question, but it's a question where I probably should think a little bit longer about before I answer it. You cannot shoot, you know, unprepared for that. But our situation is clear. So I think you can see it in different ways. Around the Nottingham game, we had quite a few positive performances and results, but we cannot ignore the Nottingham game as well. The Nottingham game was difficult for reasons I had no idea that we will face them, the situations when we had the press conference before the Nottingham game. So I'm sitting here now like a man who asked me who can play, and I couldn't tell you because a lot of things can happen, obviously, overnight, even overnight. And that's it. And we didn't. I don't think you should only win the games where you are really outstanding. And we're obviously not outstanding in Nottingham, but it was a game I think we should have won anyway. So, but we didn't. And but around that, the reaction in the games from the boys was really good. In difficult moments, overcoming now the difficulties against Ajax in the beginning is a very important thing for a development, and that's what we are doing. And now we have to see who is available for tomorrow, build a team. line up maybe in a different system again and go from there. Whoever is available, my job is to bring the boys in the best possible position for them, not to play the system I always played or like the most or whatever. And that's what we are trying in the moment. And it worked out a couple of times now, and we have to keep going like this.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, at the start of the month, you were asked about Darwin Nunez and struggling to settle in the squad and the team. Do you feel this has been a really good month for him? He's starting now to settle and
the difference,
see what he's going to bring in the future.
But of course, it's a massive step. But it's like this. The problem is not that the boys need extra long to settle or whatever. But there are different situations for the players and for specific players. And Darwin came here after a short break after in the summer, arriving in Asia. Don't speak a word, and being young, and Liverpool is a big club, and it's a big step for him, and he was expensive, all these kind of things, and all of a sudden he played the first game and everybody's looking at you. It's like the whole place is dark and there's only one light and it's a spot on you. You have to deal with that. We all expect them to deal immediately with it. Be prepared. What did you cause that? Okay, you have to be prepared, but it's not like this. So that's the start. So trying to get fit step by step with new training, with new different things in training, different demands, all this kind of thing. And then you start pretty well against City, who coming on, scoring an important goal in the next game. Yeah, but not the next game. The next game you score. Did he? Fulham, yeah. And then you have a red card. Feel embarrassed for himself. He did that definitely. But how everybody would react like this. And then you are from not being 100% confident, getting a knock like this is not cool, but you can blame nobody else for it because you did it, nobody else. So, and then you have to start new. So, for all these things, his numbers are incredible. to be absolutely honest. And if you spoke now about what, how you say, XG's Rob's Leeds, what is it? Yeah. I'm pretty sure his XG's are pretty high as well. So he had a few chances which he missed, but he scored as well. So and he's involved in a lot of finishing moments, a lot of things, and the steps he's making are really big. And that means automatically that he settles in more and more.
It's been a good month, hasn't it?
It is. I could have said that. Yeah, it was a great month. Cut out all the rest. It was a great month for him.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mike?
Yeah, again, just to continue the theme on Darwin Nunez.
He had a great month.
Fantastic 4 weeks, it's been fun. He appears now to have developed in terms of his confidence. And how good can he get to?
Nobody knows. He doesn't know. Nobody knows. There's a lot that is so exciting. It's so exciting. But he has to stay fit. He has to be available all the time. And he wasn't against Nottingham. So that's now that's all important in life of a professional football player. So we have to work on all different areas. And then there's the potential. It's incredible. It's not only speed. It's the attitude is really good. He really is a real worker. And again, I tell you, I know there's some people out there and think technically not sure first touch. It's incredible that he doesn't bring it on the pitch in a moment all the time. The first touch might be here or there sometimes. It's nothing to do with technique. It's just a bit too late, awareness, orientation, all these kind of things. But that's all possible to develop and to learn, obviously. And that's where we are at. And that's... it's really exciting. So, but where it could go, I have no idea.
And if you look at your overall form so far this season, it hasn't been the start that you wanted, but there have been some good performances and then there's been a backward step. So how encouraged were you by the midweek victory in terms of what it will bring you confidence-wise and as another step ahead?
Yeah, I think we had this conversation, or similar this conversation, after all the games we won, so pretty much all won convincingly, like Bournemouth, blah, 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 Rangers, Ajax. The thing, the situation, how we sorted the group in the end is exceptional, to be honest. We got a real knock from Napoli, team in form in the moment, and probably in world football, unbelievable what they are playing, and got a real knock. One after that, all four games in the group, which is not easy, and are qualified. So absolutely, with the start we had, you cannot get more, obviously. Absolutely not possible.
But can you take that confidence?
We have to. It's a better feeling. And of course, I sit here, a completely different feeling. If we would have lost at Ajax, we have to play Leeds, and then we have a final against Napoli. I would feel different, I can tell you. But in a moment, it's not too important. Yes, we have to see who we can use again. The situation is, it's a tough five games until the World Cup break. Well, they are all for us, all super important. They are. And so that's all I'm talking about. And then there's a long break, and then we'll see how we get back and come back and how others come back and these kind of things. A long season. But we have to create a basis for the time after, and we have to do that with three games in the league, which are all difficult. It's not, I can find an easy one. And afterwards, we are then the first, after the World Cup break, we're the first who face Unai Emery with Aston Villa. We have no idea what they will do until then. So great. And that's our situation. So I'm not too much interested. The moment is okay. We are ready to fight again. I hope the people are ready to fight again. It's 7:45 Saturday night. Great time to play a football game. And I hope everybody is in the right shape, and let's go for it.
Thank you.
Any more for the Open?
Johan, just check the situation with Arthur Vella. Is he doing his rehab here, or is he back in Italy? What's the...
He's here.
He's here. And will he stay here for the... You still see him having a part play in the second half of the season?
That's a long-term injury. There's nothing. Yeah, when he's back, then we'll think about it again. But it's in the moment. It's too far away to make. I have no idea how long it will be, but it will be long. So it's a really serious injury.
There's not a situation where you cut the loan in January. There's not like a break clause in the loan. He is here for the whole season.
Yeah. Since Harvey is playing for the first team, he's incredibly consistent. So he started last year's season incredibly consistent. He was in the team and was probably a standout player early in the season. And now in a team which is not in the perfect moment, he has a really consistent season so far. So good for him and very good for us as well. So that he's now scoring as well is a thing he has to involve in his game, definitely. So this one I didn't expect with the right foot. In general, scoring goals must be part of each offensive player on the pitch and part of the game of each offensive player. And that's what he's now slowly but surely doing as well. So, yeah, really, really good what he's doing so far.
I'll go back. Last one.
Can you say he was an unused substitute on Wednesday after the injury? Was he ready to play then? And could he be ready for action tomorrow?
Who?
Ibrahim Okunor.
Yes. The game. I would say that the Ajax game. I mean, we didn't have more subs, so we could take him with us. So, but he was not really ready for this game. In a very serious situation, last 5 minutes maybe. So now we have to see. He's a step closer, definitely a few days more. And he's around now and is now available. How long, we will see, but he's available.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.